Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, the last chapter in Mark, beginning at verse 1. Familiar passage. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." Well, here we are, 1 week and 3 days by my count from our celebration of Easter, where we remembered that first Easter weekend of 2,000 years ago. My hope is that we don't forget what happened and just go back to business as usual. In the midst of all the stuff of the world pulling at us, we can easily forget the power, the promise, and the hope of Easter that we celebrated 10 days ago. I don't want, and I'm sure you don't want that to happen. It's what had happened to Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, Salome, and the others facing that first Easter morning. Christ was their hope, the hope of all the world, the long-awaited Messiah, but he was dead. They could still see him in their mind, hanging on the cross. The power and the hope they had was gone. But still, they did what they needed to do, and they brought spices to finish the job of preparing Jesus' body for burial. So there they are, early on that Sunday morning, hearts broken, hope gone, and then it hit them. Who's going to roll away the stone for us? The stone they were worried about, and rightly so, was a disc-shaped rock about a foot thick, 4 or 5 feet in diameter. It weighed probably 2 tons or more and was seated in a channel slightly uphill from the empty tomb's entrance. It would have a small chock of stone probably wedged in underneath it that would keep the disc in place until it was needed, until a body was placed in a tomb. And then the chock would be removed and the disc-shaped stone would be rolled down the channel and into place by the force of gravity, closing and sealing the tomb. That's what happened at the tomb where Christ had been laid. It would take many strong people with ropes and levers and pulleys to roll the stone away once it had been put in place. So the women realized that they had a problem. How would they be able to properly finish preparing the body of their beloved Jesus? The stone would stand in the way between finishing their duty, but even more between them and their now dead Savior. Who would roll away the stone for us? They wondered as they headed for the tomb. The stone was in the way. Well, we can probably identify with that. We find ourselves today, I would think, in a similar place as they did. Something is blocking our way. Something holding us back from doing what we're called to do. Opportunities before us, reaching our dreams and becoming all we can be. We've all experienced times in our lives which too often linger in our memories and control our present. Times from the past, maybe a childhood, wasn't all it should have been, or our sack of regrets and disappointments and failures that people add to and we add to ourselves has gotten so heavy we can't lift it anymore and we can't carry it, so we just kind of drag it around behind us. Maybe we're so frozen in the regrets of all the things that we wish we had done in life, that we now miss the opportunities to move on, which still are stretching out before us. And all of that holds us back. They become distractions, obstacles, mountains too big to climb, and they fog our focus from all that he wants us to be and all that we should be reaching for to be and to do in life. The women envisioned a stone blocking their path back to the body of Christ. He had been their hope. But then they came around the corner and discovered that the stone had been rolled away. by the angel of the Lord, who sat there upon it and said to the now surprised ladies, "Hey, he's not here, for he has risen." And with those words, the voices of defeat and discouragement left them. The stone had been rolled back. Their hope was restored. Their Christ was alive. He was risen. And that, my friends, is the forever message of Easter for you and for me, which we celebrated and need to remember for today, for tomorrow, for next month, for every day of our lives, in the midst of whatever is going on in our lives, in the midst of whatever we still carry from the past. We need to embrace and move forward in the truth that Christ is risen. And with that promise, he has forever rolled back the stones that try to keep us from becoming all we can be. The tomb is empty, and the stone has been rolled away. He is alive. Do you realize that of the four major religions built on personalities, only Christianity can make the claim that its central figure, Jesus Christ, is alive, having risen from the tomb, which is now empty. Judaism's founder, Abraham, is dead and buried. Buddhism's founder, Buddha, died and is still dead. Islam's Muhammad died in 632 AD at age 61 and is buried in Medina, Saudi Arabia. All three of those tombs are full of the remains of the dead bodies of their central figures. But the tomb that originally held the lifeless body of our Savior is empty. So what will we do with that? The hope we claim and should for the living of our lives burst forth from that now empty tomb. That's the message of Easter, not just 10 days ago, but for today and every day of our lives. So what will we do with that? Will you follow him? Will I follow him? The one who sees where you are, who was with you when you were born and was with you on your happiest days and in your saddest moments. The one who knows all your broken promises, who knows your failures, and yet he chose to breathe his last breath on this planet for you and for me. And as the stone was rolled back, leaving an empty tomb, the risen Christ stands ready to roll aside all the obstacles that would keep us from him, all the things that hold us back and tie us down from becoming all that we can be, all we were created to be and can be with him. That's the relationship with the risen Lord, which Easter reminds us is available for each one of us, a relationship with him that we dare not miss or set aside because it can and will make all the difference in our life. Let me close with this. Some time ago, there was a doctor, a surgeon in upstate New York, who was awakened late one night by another doctor who asked the surgeon if he could come to the hospital right now to perform surgery on a young boy. He said there was no one else in town who could perform that surgery. The surgeon, of course, agreed to go, quickly got dressed, got in his car, and started down the street. Several blocks down the street, while waiting for a traffic light to change, suddenly his car door opened, and there stood a man with a revolver. A rather desperate-looking man with a brown leather jacket and a cap pulled down tightly, almost over his eyes, as if to hide his identity. The man started to pull the surgeon out of the car, and the surgeon said, "I've got to have this car." The man said, "I've got to have the car, and now." And he jerked the surgeon out and drove off with the surgeon's car. By the time the surgeon arrived at the hospital, the doctor who had called him was waiting at the curbside to tell him that the boy had died. The surgeon tried to explain the delay, and the doctor said, "I know that you tried to get here. His parents know that you tried to get here. You were the only one who could have performed the surgery, and unfortunately, it's too late. However, the parents will want to speak with you and thank you for trying." And so the surgeon went into the waiting room to meet the dead boy's parents. The mother, sitting there crying, of course, and beside her, the dead boy's father, wearing a brown leather jacket and a cap pulled down tightly, almost over his eyes. Dramatic story. That man had shoved out of his life the only one who could have saved his son, and with it, he threw away his child's life. We don't want that to be the story of our life. 10 days and counting from Easter, my friends. Easter, when we were reminded that Christ rose for you and for me, we dare not shove him out or set him to the side of our lives. He has rolled away all the stones that were trying to stand between us and him, and he will roll aside everything that stands in the way of becoming all we were created to be and all we can be with him in the lead. The message of Easter, it was a moment for always, 10 days ago and counting. Claim the promise of the empty tomb, of the risen Christ for your life, for today, and every day as you move forward with him. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for all that you do for us and with us. Thank you for that celebration 10 days ago of Easter, that Easter week, that Holy Week, where you hung on the cross for us, and then the tomb was empty. You're risen, alive, for us and with us, to lead us into all that you want us to do, to be. Help us, Lord, to remember that. Help us every day to move forward in that risen power, that power of the risen Christ, that power that you call us to provide for us to move forward into each day, being all that you want us to be and all that you want us to be for others, helping others around us with you and for you to be all that they were created to be as well. Lord, thank you for all that you do for us and with us. Thank you for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.